kicking in. I was just waving at myself camera.
Okay. They always make me tired.
The last time I ate something was at like 10:30 last night, and it's 2 p.m.
Oh, yeah. God. So but we might be having some good food after
I'm
this.
On an empty tummy.
We got a lot of stuff to get into. You want to get into it?
Yeah, fuck. I felt like we were on a good tangent and we were about to hit something good, but you broke my train. I broke my train of thought, and then I broke your train of thought, and I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
So, that being said, guys, girls, non-binaries, whatever you identify as, I am so glad that you identify as a fan of this podcast. Welcome to episode 73 of Bop or Flop Podcast. Ooh, ooh.
Yes.
Jace. I am one half of your co-host team. My name is Spencer Bland. You can follow me on social media at Spencer Spicy on Instagram. You can follow me on TikTok at God's Favorite Comedian. You can check out my dates on my website, godsfavoritecomedian.com. You can subscribe to my YouTube. I'm trying to grow that out. YouTube.com/SpencerSpicy. You can follow the podcast across social media platforms. Same handle on everything at Bopper Flop Pod. You can listen to every episode for free wherever you want to. But if you want to listen to it on our website, that's bopperflop.com. If you like us enough that you want to give us money and get exclusive behind-the-scenes access to content, access to our Discord, you can join our Patreon and get all that for $5, $8, and $10 levels, patreon.com/bop or flop. But if you've listened for long enough, you know that it's not just me. It's not just the podcast. There's one half of this co-host team.
Right,
that other half is also wearing a beanie that is a slightly different color yellow, and did he also buy it on the same day that I bought this, and did it also make me a little jealous, and did I think that it would create a schism in our friendship? Yes. And that man's name is none other than...
Jordan Beanie Scott Huggins, everybody. Jordan Great to Bean. Be here. Hi, you can find me on all social media at AKA Young Beanie. Dude, how many beanie puns can we do? You can find me on all social media at AKA Young Beefy, Instagram, Facebook. No, not Facebook. Find me on Xbox and let's play Call of Duty together at AKA Young Beefy.
Yeah, someone fill
Y-U-N-G.
Fill Beefy. The void that I left.
Yes, yeah. Although I played until like 2 a.m. last night with Alon and Dwayne.
Nice.
So it was sick. I got a website. I got some dates coming up. JordanScottHuggins.com. Do we have any live shows coming up?
We do have a live show coming up. I mean, not for
January
the podcast,
18th, Music
us.
Farm in Charleston, South Carolina.
Yeah.
January 18th, I think at 8 p.m., we'll be down in Charleston, which is always a fucking blast. So I'm excited for that. Kind of want to go down a night early, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know if we either go down a night early or stay the
Just
night
stay
after.
Stay that night. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's see it. We'll figure it out. But anyway, that's everything for me.
End of podcast. That's it. Jordan, we have some people tuning in. Probably not, because listens are down. But
so a service in the stocks, though. You know what? That's why we're not getting... That's why we're seeing...
It's the economy.
It's the economy,
dude. It's the economy. It's the economy. Tell you what, we got to get Joe Biden out of here, yes. And it'll fix our podcast. Yeah.
I played We played a whole team of FJBs last night.
Oh, fuck Joe Biden's?
Yeah.
God, so
let's funny. Go, Brandon. 7-1-2-3. Let's
Can
go,
you
Brandon,
imagine
7-1-2-4.
If you got on Call of Duty and someone was like, I love Joe Biden.
That would be very funny.
Like, no, just quit being a dork, dude. Who likes Donald Trump that much?
Also, you're like kind of tied to it. You know what would be very funny? An account that would blow up if it started doing this. A Joe Biden playing Call of Duty and somebody only talked using a Joe Biden soundboard.
Oh, yeah.
That would be very funny.
Wow. Good job.
Yeah. Kamala, we made it.
You're doing a good job. So proud of you.
It was his whole team. It was Call of Duty Warzone. So four people. So Joe Biden, Kamala Harris,
dude,
and then like two others.
Hold on. I'm going to
fucking Pete Buttigieg. And I don't know who else would be very funny.
I'm going to see. Hold on. I'm going to see. I love Joe Biden.
.com.
Cooldomains.com owns it. No.
Oh, no.
Probably wants a ton of money for it, JK. Yeah. I was going to buy it, though. And I was going to make that my brand.
What about ILYJB?
No, it's too
I
much.
I love you. IllyJB.
Illy Joe Biden.
Illy Joe Biden. So, our listens are down, but maybe some people
might have some people tuning in. They might be like, what the fuck is this podcast? Yeah. Is it a Donald Trump podcast? Is it a Joe Biden podcast? It's none of those things, okay? Want to say that up top. Why don't you tell them what it is?
Have you ever heard of music? You
in a
audio
young boy's
cucks. Bop or flop. which is spelled like this right here. Thanks to Christian, my brother, who got this for me two Christmases ago. Pop or Flop is a music comedy or comedy music podcast, depending on how we're feeling that day, how much D8 we've had, how many beers we've had. Today, I'm feeling more comedy, you know? Maybe it's a lot of music.
I'm feeling more comedy.
I'm feeling equal parts comedy music. Pop or Flop is a music comedy music podcast. Every episode we get together, we pick a date, and we go back and listen to the Billboard top 10 songs from that date in history.
Yes, we do.
And we just, that's what we do. We vote on it. Do they bop? Do they flop? Do they suck dick? Do they rip dick? Are they sloppy? Are they toppy? What are they, dude? And you'd think that it's a lot of bops, but it ends up not being. And then recently, if you've been listening, you know that we're kind of deviating from the Billboard charts to do some more alternative airplay.
Call us a septum because we're deviating.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Now, that's the podcast. You want me to introduce? Well, this is our year-end episode.
Oh, yeah. This is a pretty abnormal episode this week. I know it's going to be now coming out the second week of January, but
took us a while to get the content together.
It did. Well, also, we're just, you know, we're busy boys. Life's getting crazier. Yeah, so we're just, finally found the time to come together in holy matrimony as a union, as one. But this is our year-end episode. We're going to talk about, I think Jordan's going to go through.
Bunch of stuff. We've got the years, the Billboard top 10 from the year.
Okay.
We've got the year's top bop and flops votes.
Okay.
We've got our year in review.
Okay.
I would like to end on our year in review.
Let's end on our year. Yeah. So we're going to go through what Jordan just said. I was going to repeat it, and then I realized that that's unnecessary, so I'm not going to do that.
But we've got like album of the year, chorus of the year. Spencer's got some very fun ones picked out.
I thought when Jordan said end of year episode, in my head I was like, I am the Grammys, so I'm going to create award tiers in my mind. So
close, we're the Brammies.
The Brammies. I like that. Yeah. The
Brammies, yeah.
We're the No, that was good.
If the year end episode didn't fall so closely to the Raleigh Comedy Awards, I would organize a live recording.
Yeah. I do want to add put forth an addendum going forward to the Raleigh Comedy Awards, that you should be able to win it multiple years in a row. I did have a lot of people ask me, they're like, why can't I vote for Bop or Flop?
Yeah.
And I had to be like, well, we won last year, so we can't win this year.
I'm trying to be, if you don't know what we're talking about, every year.
Trying to be objective.
We've been doing the Raleigh Comedy Awards. I started it last year, and it's just that. It's a dumb award show that doesn't mean anything, but I get some
for
awards
to
hand it out.
Specific comedy scene.
So it's like equal parts real awards that people vote on and fake awards that we make up.
Yes.
So like Horniest Comedian was a fake one. But then there's also like Album of the Year, Comedian of the Year, stuff like that. I was trying to be objective because we run it.
Yeah.
Because I run it, and it's like,
and we did.
We are Bop or Flop, and then and that, like, because I feel like we would win year after year.
Also, I'm so sorry. Can I show you this? Because someone sent me this on Instagram,
yeah.
And it's about you.
What is
and
it?
I don't think you've seen it.
No, I want to see it. Yeah,
so this is a hard pivot. I'll edit this in. Brant, my buddy Brant Coltrane sent me this. I don't even know. I'm just gonna show it to you. I've already watched it.
The man who loves walking will walk further than the man who loves the destination.
Doc, you
are oh my
dude! I am so tired of people putting like the most inspirational quotes over the most mundane.
Oh my god!
Like blowing out your gutter, sweeping the leaves, on your fucking shingles in your roof, dude.
On the train for war, pray for peace.
You are playing flag football, dude. Chill out. You're not going to fucking war, okay?
Can you send that to me right now?
Yeah.
That is the fucking best thing, dude. I'm being memed, dude. God, I've not made a video in so long. I've been so mentally drained.
Yeah, I just...
Fuck, that's fun, dude.
Yeah. Thanks for sending that, Brant.
Thank you,
Brant. Listens.
That's fucking... Yeah, if you cut... Oh, my... Did you send it to me?
I'm pretty sure I did. I sent it to somebody. I don't know who.
Where's my fucking phone, dude? That's awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is our year-end episode.
It's our year-end episode.
Let's sent it to me. That's fucking...
Yeah.
Incredible.
Pretty badass.
Year in episode. I said we just burn through these songs because
Let's burn through them. I'm probably not gonna like any of them.
It's 2022. I know a lot of them go back to.
I'll tell you right now, I haven't liked I haven't liked a new song that's come out in a while. They all just seem very soulless, and just like they all just seem like they're made to sell shit.
Yes, and that shit is TikTok.
Yeah.
A lot of these songs. You have a thing on like year-end like TikTok vibe. Yeah. Or TikTok
but
song.
If that song's on here, I would love it. I don't think it's going to be because it was like still pretty indie even within TikTok.
The one you chose?
Yeah.
Don't tell me what you chose.
I'm not going to.
Yeah, I wonder if it is.
I mean, it's got like 15 million views on Spotify, but I still think in the general zeitgeist of TikTok views, that's small.
I'm just going to play them real quick. We'll just burn through them.
Talk me through them and play them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Coming in at number 10, we've got... Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
Nice, dude. How do you spell
that? That's not what we have. Coming in at number 10, we've got Cold Heart, but the PNAU remix by Elton John and Dua Lipa. And I think it's gonna be
a long, long time. Eat my own words here, but that is a bop.
That's a bop.
Yeah.
It's a good little song.
Sorry, I just saw you count me down, my bad.
No, you're okay. Yeah. 3-1. it's a good little bop. It's like it feels I go back and forth because like it feels like cheating to just remix yourself, but like also you
did Elton John remix himself? Is that his?
There are four choruses on the song, and they all borrow from a previous one of his hits.
But like this was this his release or did someone else release?
This is from his latest album.
Oh, he put this on his album?
Yes.
Oh. I mean, sure. Yeah, you're allowed to do that. Yeah,
but like it's like cheesy, but then also like you had to do the work to get four other top 10 hits.
It's a bop.
Yeah, it's a bop.
What's next?
Coming in at number 9, we've got Super Gremlin by Kodak Black. Damn, I knew you tripping. We could have been superstars.
Can't help it now. I'm reminiscing. Remember when we were It's not for me. I'm saying that right now. I don't like mumble rap.
You sound like my dad just listening to general rap. It's not for me, I'll say that. Somebody may like it, but...
I ain't from the trap, okay? Yeah. God, hearing Jeff say trap.
That would be, honestly, hilarious.
I
ain't from the stick, you know?
I mean, like, I don't know. I can't remember what generation of rappers that Kodak's from. I don't know if 21 Savage was also in there. There are songs from these guys that I enjoy, because I know that I have them on certain playlists where I'm like, I fuck with this. I do not fuck with this song, though. It's just, it's bad, dude.
I kind of like it. I'm gonna give it, you know, just kind of a soft elevator bop, you know?
I ain't listening to that in an elevator, dude.
Now I'm saying like it's on the level like my bop is so soft it's on the level of Muzak.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, yeah. Sure.
The bop itself.
It's a flop for
me. It's a soft. Okay. Coming in at number 8, we've got Ghost by Justin Bieber.
There's nothing different about that song than any other pop song that has been written by him or any other person, Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Like, it's just generic and boring, dude.
I totally forgot to mention that. These are Billboard's top 10 songs from 2022. Yeah. I don't think I introed that at the top, but that's what we're covering. Yeah. These are the top 10 songs according to Billboard and the Billboard charts from 2022.
It's not bad. Like that, like I, like his voice, the subtle like beats to it have like a little Owl City-ness to it. Like,
yeah, you did. You were like, is this Owl City?
He takes it down at one point, he brings it back up. Like, all the structure is there. It's just that this song has been made 750,000 times.
I know. I mean, like, that's the issue that we're maybe, I mean, really the listens are maybe down because we keep like it's the charts. Like, the Billboard charts are rough sometimes. Like,
especially
it's all
new
the
ones,
exact
dude.
Same. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do kind of like this song.
That's fine.
It's a little, you know, I like it because I don't listen to the radio as much as I used to.
Yeah.
I would be more tired of it if I listened to the radio regularly.
I don't.
But what am I doing? Making house calls, you know, riding around checking on HVACs. I don't have time to listen to the radio, dude. So it's a bop for, also.
No, it's a flop for me, dude.
It's a bop for me. It's a flop from you. Yeah. But also it's like, I think we're in a habit now of only seeing Justin Bieber in like paparazzi photos and stuff like that. But it's like, my man's still making heavy music, dude.
What do you mean?
Like, he's making a lot of music and it's still performing extremely well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's got two songs on the top 10 of the year, dude.
He's an icon.
Yeah, it's great.
I don't like him, but he's an icon.
Bop for me, flop for you. Coming in at number 7, we've got Big Energy by Lotto. Like a melody. And if your girl ain't right, I got a
remedy. It ain't too many of them that can
it's
fun.
It's good. I like it. I like the remix of it.
I think Fantasy by Mariah Carey is doing a lot of the legwork. That's just the beat the sample, but it's like heavily the sample.
Yeah.
But Lotto or whatever, her vocals pair well with it. It's fun. It's a good song.
Cool. Double bop from us. Coming in at number 6, First Class by Jack Harlow. I've been a throw up the sex in a Yeah, white guys with curly afros are kind of in right now.
Yeah, it was a Young big year. Gravy, big year for them.
Jack Harlow.
I don't know if Lil Dicky's in right now, but he's...
Yeah, he's not in, but yeah. He's just kind of, you know, underneath the surface.
He'll pop back up whenever season 3 of Dave comes out.
I haven't watched Dave. Is it good?
It is. It's hard to get behind because it's so long in between each season because he's really making it like a labor of love for him. But it's shot very well. I will say first season is better than second, but it's interesting. I like it. It's good.
Nice.
I'm fucking, this seltzer's in.
Is First Class by Ed Sheeran or by
It's a blop for me.
It's a blop. Okay.
It's not a bad song. I'm not, it's fine. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I just don't like this music.
I got to tell you. I'm disappointed in how boring everything is.
This is very boring. None of this makes me want to do anything.
Coming in at number 5, we got Shivers by Ed Sheeran.
Turn it off. Turn it off.
Psych, I love it, dude. That's a great song, dude. Dude, I'm just a simple man, though. You know, like, that's fun, dude. You don't like it?
It's been made.
I know, but like...
He's like 32.
Memory of a goldfish over here.
Looks
dude.
Like fucking Bubbles from Trailer Park Boys with red hair.
Ed Sheeran, he's 31, close. Yeah. February 17th.
And you tell me this guy's
when's your birthday? The 18th?
8th.
The 8th.
Yeah. He's like, ooh, I love it. But
are
this
you
guy,
gonna be 32
this
too?
Guy fucking burns if he goes outside. Like,
ooh, I love it. Shivers. It's a good song. I'm going to give it a bop.
None of this music makes me feel anything.
Yeah.
And I would argue that it does not make anyone feel anything.
I think it makes a lot of people feel something, but at a surface level.
I'm being like genuinely like, I'm trying not to be like elitist here. I don't think this music makes anyone feel anything.
Hey, did anybody go through a hard time and Shivers by Ed Sheeran got you through that hard time?
I am asking genuinely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not trying to be rude. I just want to know.
Lose a loved one. And you're like, well, 2022 was a hard year for me. Shivers by Ed Sheeran really got me through.
Like, if you see Ed Sheeran and you're like, buddy, Shivers saved my life.
Yeah, Shivers you know? Me timbers because I love
Shiver
Ed Sheeran.
Me timbers. Because I just don't think this music is doing anything for anybody. I think people are at festivals already and he's there. I think his early stuff got him big, whatever. I don't know any of it, but like, you know, people fucking dance at their wedding to his music.
Yeah,
he does stuff. He's doing his pop thing now. I know he's had poppy stuff before, but I get it. That's what he's got to do. But like, he's playing this at a festival, and people are already high, so they're like, yeah, whatever, man. The bass makes me feel good, but I don't think anyone's like having a brain chemistry altering moment to this song.
Yeah,
dude.
I'm not driving fucking 48 hours round trip to Wisconsin to listen to Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Like I am Bon Iver. But also, you know, to each their own.
No, totally. That's why I'm saying it's not bad if you do. I just want to know, did anyone have a life-altering moment to Shivers by Ed Sheeran? I want to know.
Are you flopping this?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to
go. Next song.
Life-altering flop. Coming in at number 4, we've got Easy on Me by Adele.
Yeah, it's
fucking Adele, dude.
It's Adele. It's good. She's the voice of the generation.
This really, you were just talking about it, but like this is one of the songs that definitely... took over culture for the year.
Did it?
Or a couple times during the year, yeah.
It did. I don't think it took over as hard as Hello did, but...
Oh, yeah, I would agree with that.
Hello broke the world for a hot minute.
Yes, yeah.
You could not introduce yourself to people for a while.
Hello? I didn't... You're right, dude.
Adele ruined a greeting.
That's crazy. She ruined part
she was
of the English
such,
language,
she was
dude.
So good at singing that she ruined how people introduce themselves.
To each other. Oh, my God.
Because you couldn't be
so
like...
fucking funny, dude. Hello, dude, yeah.
You couldn't be like, hello, and then people be like, from the other side! Like, you could not...
This song, yeah, Hello came out, and people forgot about Hello by Lionel Richie, too.
Yeah.
For a minute. It took over another song and culture and the English language, too.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, just based on Hello, Easy on Me is a bop.
It's a bop. It's a bop. Next song.
Okay, coming in at number 3, we've got Stay by the Kid LAROI with Justin Bieber. Can't be right, yeah, I do the same thing. I told you that I never
would. I told you I'd change. Even when I knew that song fucking ripped. Now this is a song, but it's like it's I can't describe it because I am not a producer, and this is where I wish Tim was in here. But like something is different about this song where it's good
versus
all the other poppy styles of this, or like other poppy versions of this song.
There was just a great, exactly what you're talking about. There was a great, I don't know what to fucking call it, a TikTok, but like it's almost like a video essay.
Yeah.
Where a guy was talking about like he was using Taylor Swift's new album as a thing. And he was like, here is the thing with Taylor Swift. These songs are good because they're singable and people know, and there's like these intrinsic kind of like subconscious beats in the beginning that people can pick up on it.
Yeah.
And with Taylor Swift's new album, her lead singles are not like that. And so he took the song and he's like, here's what I'm talking about. And gave it like, basically it's like a rallying cry of a beat at the beginning. And this song has that. Ba-ba-ba-bum, ba-ba-ba-ba-bum, ba-ba-ba-bum. You know, so it's like.
It's just good.
It's just good, dude.
It calls back. It's I'll be fucked up if you want me right. There was a meme around it, which doesn't. Add that to helps. The song, but it
gives it cultural relevance. Up.
It's just it's catchy.
It is catchy,
but
yes.
it's naturally catchy.
Yes, yeah. As opposed to,
and is there any meaning behind what I'm saying? No, because once again, I am dumb and I don't know anything about music. Who's this?
This is Ghost, Justin Bieber, earlier in the playlist. I don't know. That kind of had that too. This does do it super well.
We can't analyze our words because we're going
to...
We're not smart enough for this.
Yeah. We're definitely not musically inclined enough for this.
Yeah.
This podcast should really be called Idiot's Guide to Music.
Honestly, if we ever had to change branding, yeah.
Anyway, that was a double bot from us. Two songs left from the year end 2022. Coming in at number two, As It Was by Harry Styles. Same as it was. Fuck, I love Harry Styles.
I do too, man.
Yeah, even though fucking he wronged our boy, Jason Sudeikis, you know?
What did he do to Jason Sudeikis?
Oh, Olivia, his wife, Olivia Wilde, left him for Harry Styles and was with Harry Styles for a little bit.
Dude.
I think it's...
Just because he's British, in my head, I was like, what did he do to Jason Statham? You said Jason Sudeikis, and my brain heard Jason Statham.
I can tell you, whatever he did in Statham, he's not going to get away with it. That's for sure, dude. He's not going to. If you wrong Jason Statham, even the real
Jason
Statham.
That's what I thought, too. I was like, what is Harry Styles ever doing to Jason Statham?
All I know is you're about to get transported to some pain, okay?
Yeah.
This is a bop.
Yeah, it's a bop. It's a great song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel so milquetoast bopping everything. I haven't flopped anything, but yeah.
Well, why don't you be a better person, Jordan?
I'm a vapid, very shallow person.
Why don't you take yourself on a date?
You drank it all.
Yeah, I'm feeling great.
Okay, double bop from us, As It Was, Harry Styles. Coming in, number one song of the year, according to Billboard, from 2022.
Coldplay.
Heat Waves by Glass Animals. Sometimes all I think about is
you, late nights in the middle. The rise that this band has turned into, I have not listened to them. Fucking A, dude. This is how much, and I'm not claiming, this is not me claiming to be like, I fucking listened to him first. Because look, I can't even remember the song or the album that it was on.
Yeah.
But like, there was a point in my life where I used to just fucking like dive around on YouTube and listen to like weird, like British, like acoustic sets in the woods. Like, oh, how fucking tweed hipster.
No, I remember exactly
the Burberry Sessions.
Oh, I remember those, but I. Yeah.
But then from the Burberry Sessions, there were the Mahogany Sessions. There was La Blaga Tech.
La Blaga Tech.
And then there are all these offshoots.
Mahogany Sessions.
There were all these offshoots of that. But I discovered so much
music from
that.
These guys were then?
I don't know if they were. I don't think they were on any of these, but I found.
I mean, they've been around since 2010.
But I found them through all that shit. And then I found. That's where I found their first album. I had to look it up. So I clearly am not a fan of them now. This is a one-off. I'm not trying to claim this, but like that album Zaba that came out in 2014, they had that song Gooey, which is like, hold on, I'll play it real quick. I used to get so high in my apartment when I moved back from New York.
Yeah.
And just lay on my floor.
Oh, I know this song.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Oh my god, dude. And then it's. Yeah, and then they had the. Dude, they had a fucking another one. Hold on.
What was the other Animals band?
Was it Hazy?
Unicorns, Dragons. Imagine Dragons.
Imagine Dragons, yeah. This song, dude.
Ooh, kind of old J-ish.
I
got zooted to this song?
So much, dude.
Really?
I used to fucking... Because I was depressed and I didn't know how to go to therapy.
Yeah.
And I was like, had a decent amount of money and living by myself in Raleigh. I just went back from New York and I was suicidal. Dude, there's a lot going on in my brain.
You kept talking and just
kept going and going. Trauma dumping. I know. I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine.
But it's trauma dumped on the podcast. But this, I don't know how I discovered this album, but it was through that chain of YouTube back when I actually cared about finding new music. And that's, dude, I used to just fucking destroy my brain to the song. Yeah. So that now they've turned, and they're like, they've continued success. They did like this really cool thing during COVID where like they shipped themselves a bunch of like camera equipment and filmed this really amazing music video like in their apartment. But like it was really, really cool and intricate. But like I listened to that album and I was like, this is great.
This,
like every other band that I found out, like the Golden Silvers, all the King's Men, they're like these bands that are kind of in that like UK
right
poppy rocky indie rock. They all broke up or disappeared. Dry the River, they're a little harder, but
I remember Dry the River. They had
a little prior, but they were really good. I found them through those
Riverbed or something. They had a song,
Dry the River, Bible Belt. Anyway, and then like to see Glass Animals,
they're literally the
biggest song of the year on Billboard. That's wild to me. 10 years later.
They had the same comeuppance in my mind that Imagine Dragons did, which one day Imagine Dragons was just around. It was everywhere. Yeah. And people were like, I'm getting tickets to Imagine Dragons when they come through Raleigh. And I'm like, I've never heard this band ever, and that this band feels like it. Although they...
No, Glass Animals has been around for a while. Yeah. And they also, you know why like Imagine Dragons just came out of nowhere,
Nepo
right?
Babies. Yeah. We talked about this on the way to Charleston a while ago.
Yeah, there's that guy. I can't remember his name. If I figure it out, I'll fucking tag him or whatever, but he does those Self-Made's a Toxic Myth on TikTok.
Yeah.
He did Imagine Dragons.
I was like trying to look into these guys, but they all look like they went to public school in England. The two leads grew up in the U.S. and stuff, so they don't look like Nepo Babies. Hopefully not. Maybe they're just good artists, dude.
I don't know, man.
Is this a bop for me, though?
Yeah.
Double bop to close out.
Yeah.
Wow. That was the top 10. Okay. I won't read back through our votes.
Yeah, it's not important.
They were unimaginative. But
now you're going to do the top things from the podcast.
Yeah. You want to do? Should I get into it?
Yeah, why not? We're already like an hour in.
Let's go. Okay. Yeah. So what I like to do, this is a little fun thing. Obviously, I write the top bops.
I'm high as shit right now, dude.
Do what?
I'm high as shit right now.
Really? On the DA? So I like to go back through the year and compile a list of all the best votes.
Is this with the help of Alex's stuff? Or you do this?
No, these like the votes that I write down and make jokes out of.
Oh,
these are those. Basically, it's so cocky. Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, it's like, here's the best jokes I wrote all year. I would like to go back through. We've talked about a little bit. My really very close old friend Alex Etzer.
Yeah,
just runs analytics for the pod, and if I can pull it up while we're going through the other one, and if there's anything relevant, it would be fun to read some highlights.
Yeah,
but he has to a percentage how many times you vote bop, how many times you vote flop versus me bop and flop. What numbers you typically bop the most? So like, because we are always doing a top 10, he's doing like, well, for number one, the number one spot, you're typically bopping that. You know, 51% of the time you've bopped it.
It's like if we ever get big enough and people ever like would bet on us, this would be like such a wealth of knowledge.
Oh my god,
that will never happen.
Yeah, and then Alex could start selling the spreadsheet for $50 a pop, dude. We could all be making money off of it.
Fantasy bop or flop, dude. I got fucking cooked in my fantasy bop or flop league this season.
Did you? Oh, I fucking was looking. God damn it, dude. I you know what? You know what my issue is? I fucking.
Oh my god.
I exited the riff too early, dude. I exited the riff.
I just saw your face blue screen, dude.
Dude, it was like fucking iRobot, dude. I just got wiped. I looked down at the list. Yeah, I couldn't remember if I did best to worst.
You
or
exited
worst
the conversation and then tried to jump back in, and you heard fantasy and thought it was like you were trying to like.
I thought you were literally saying, dude, I got waxed in my fantasy game yesterday. I am so
that was
sorry.
Amazing, dude.
Anyway, so from 2022, these are the top bops and flops of the year. Yeah. Okay. So I've got yours, mine, and then I got the ones from guests.
Oh, that's fun.
Okay, so episode 44 with Helen Wilde. The song was Hey Ya by Outkast. Helen voted, there are words there, twist. She forgot that there were words in a part of a song.
Yeah.
I'll go down everybody else's. So in episode 46, we had Fine Folk. We covered 666. We had Chris and Serena. The song was Where'd You Go by Fort Minor, and Chris voted a military flopaganda. in episode 47, we covered February 9th, 2012. It was, the song was Strong by Kelly Clarkson, and the guest was Alex Hofford, and he voted, I'm weak, so I was killed. Flop. episode 49, it was live in Wilmington, January 20th, 1998 was the date. The song was My Body by LSG. And then remember we had a rotating guest?
People would come on.
I don't remember who it was. So it was just Wilmington guest.
It would have either been Joe.
I think it was Joe LaFever.
Okay, so it would have been Joe, Amy, or Alex Brandt.
I think it was Joe.
Probably Joe, yeah.
But it was, isn't Costco a good thing? Flop. And I guess we had spent a portion of the episode just talking about the good and bad of Costco. And I think at one point we talked about the economics of it.
Did we?
That they've never raised their hot dog prices. So
okay.
That was funny. Okay. Episode 50, the guest was Joe Strix.
Yeah.
I think this was, it was December 9th, 2001. I think this was
the staircase.
Was it the staircase? Yes, it was. It was the staircase. So this is live at Crafty in Raleigh.
So much fun.
The episode 15 date was December 9th, 2001, which is the day that Michael Peterson killed his wife. Supposedly.
Allegedly.
The song was Turn Off the Light by Nelly Furtado, mm-hmm. and Joe Strix, the guest, voted post 9/11 bop. Because he was talking about that. So anyway, episode 51, October 21st, 1995 was the date. The song was Fantasy by Mariah Carey. Wayne Cousins, the guest, voted Free Guy was actually good. Bop. He just liked the movie. Episode 52, the date was April 7, 2001. The song was Angel by Shaggy. And John Alice voted White Guy doing an impression of a black guy, but it's okay with us. Bop. episode 53, August 8th, 2007, 2000 was the date. The song was Higher by Creed. And Sarah Hartman, this is live in Charleston.
Yeah.
Sarah Hartman voted ATV bop. Because she talked about her dad just having a speaker and playing Creed on his ATV.
Oh, God.
And then the last one from a guest, episode 67, it was February 9th, 1982. The song was Open Arms by Journey. And then the guest was Matt White. And he voted, he voted the Philippines is East Asia bop. Because we argued about what is Asia. So I'm going to go back and forth between us. Our top bops and flops.
Okay.
Episode 42 with Max Fine, This Is Mine. The song was Earned It, 50 Shades of Grey by The Weeknd. And I gave it a Jake Gyllenhaal was right bop.
Okay.
Episode 41 for you, it was Justin Scranton. The song was Say, Say, Say by Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And you gave it a You're a Fucking Idiot. Because I liked it and you hated it. Episode 44, guest Helen Wilde again. The song was Someday by Sugar Ray. And then I gave it a Definitely Not Every Morning bop. And I think it was a reference to Every Morning There's a Halo. Episode 42 with Max Fine. The song was Earned It again by 50 Shades of Grey by The Weeknd. And you gave it a The Weeknd is Too Much flop. That was it. Episode 48, February 24th, 1984. The song was Will You Still Love Me by Chicago. And I gave it a Shabbat Shalom, which I felt like was just a really good pun. That was it. You had a vote. Episode 45 with Bops Wide Open. Forgot what we covered, but the song was Most Girls by Pink. And you gave it an appropriating flop. Episode 53, August 8th, 2000 was the date. The song was Bent by Matchbox 20. And I gave it I'd rather be listening to Smooth I'd rather be listening to Smooth by Grammy Award winning 1999 hit Smooth by Santana featuring Rob Thomas of Matchbox 20 of the multi-platinum album Supernatural bop. You had a vote, episode 47, February 29th, 2012 was the date. Alex Hofford was the guest. The song was Strong, What Doesn't Kill You by Kelly Clarkson. And you gave it I Only Lease Cars flop.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what it was. Just a handful more. My vote, episode 53, August 8th, 2000. The song was Try Again by Aaliyah. And then I gave it a terrorist plot as a 9-year-old flop. I forgot what it was.
Two.
Episode 52, April 7th, 2001. This is live at the Evening Muse. John Alice. The song was... Oh, no. I think this was just John's show, maybe.
Oh.
John's episode. The song was Survivor by Destiny's Child. You gave it a fimbop. In parentheses, the wage inequality gap is fake.
I remember that bombed.
Yeah.
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 It bombed about, hard.
Yeah. Episode 63, Alternative Airplay. Was the playlist. Ooh, August 15th, 2004 was the date. The song was Talk Shows on Mute by Incubus. Nice. And I gave it an Incubus bop.
That's good.
Yeah. Episode 53, August 8th, 2000. The song is Higher by Creed. You gave it a rallying cry, I think, for the second half of the podcast, for the second half of the year for the podcast. You gave it a Butt Rock Rules bop. Dude, that was the first reference, yeah, I think.
It was.
The last two votes from us, my vote, episode 63, Alternative Airplay, August 15th, 2004, Vindicated by Dashboard Confessional. I gave it a written specifically for Spider-Man 2 bop, dude.
And then that launched the only clip that's ever done well on our TikTok.
And then number, and then episode 60, this is your last vote, March 6th, 2004. This, oh my God, I just saw your vote. The song was Numb by Linkin Park, and you gave it a, we were a powerhouse in eight-man football bop. Because you talked about it for like 10 minutes, dude, how your high school played.
Yeah.
You didn't have enough to do, what, 11v11?
Yeah, so we had to play eight-man football.
So anyway, oh, that was God, it.
That's fun, dude.
Oh, I love
you
those.
Saying Butt Rock Rules reminded me that we still got to make shirts.
Yes,
of
I
that.
Think I bought.
But then that also reminds me of that we made up shirts at the beginning of this episode. Stoke the Rhythm.
Oh, dude. Oh, my God, dude. We really, God. I don't know if people don't even buy our ads. Why would they buy our merch? They'd probably be more likely to buy our merch.
I think so. I think if we do a, the way to do it is we do a pre-sale. We design it because we can get a design, and that's only like $100 or a couple $100 or even one of us could do it, but let's pay somebody.
Yeah.
We pay a designer so that we're only in that much. And then we can be like, hey, do you guys want to buy this shirt? We do a poll.
Yeah.
And then,
or we just run it. He's like, hey, we're thinking about selling this shirt. You guys, if you want to buy it, here it is.
Yeah. And like run pre-sales and then.
I think
there.
That's so good.
But I think a shirt with a Shaka in Matrix flowing.
But like black long sleeve green text, right?
Oh.
You know, like, yeah.
Like kind of streetwear,
but you're
style.
Saying,
yeah.
But, oh, but almost, not an emoji, but an emoticon, like, you know how they do the like parentheses, backslash, forward slash of
no,
a face?
But I'm saying it's this.
It's a Shaka.
No, but it's, but like the drawing is like, have you ever, like, you know how like, it, when you see the Matrix, you can still see stuff, but it's in.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's in
so
the.
So it's a Shaka, but it's the numbers, like the data right, lines.
Perfect. That's exactly
and then
what I was
it's
thinking.
It's a cool font. It just says Stoke the Rhythm. But it's like it's like a, you know, apostrophe rhythm.
People are like, what the fuck are you talking about? And they're like, dude, episode 73 for like 3 minutes, these guys I listened to. That's so funny. But also, speaking of Butt Rock, I think after that episode, I was just drunk and I was like, I'm going to buy all these. I've got, these are all the domains.
Oh my God.
Yeah. These are all the domains I own on Squarespace, which you got me into that. I love that on Squarespace. You can just buy them.
Very fun. They're like $20. Yeah.
I bought, and they're going to expire in March and I'm not going to re-up them, but buttrockrules.net. buttrockrules.org, dude.
You just have all this.
jordanhuggins.com, buttrock.org.
Sorry, the fact that it's your normal one in between.
But buttrock.org, buttrockrules.me.
Why?
Because like buttrock rules me, dude. Oh. I don't know. SpokeCityTours.com. That's actually because I want to start a tour company. But Spoke City, I want to do like a bike tour company.
Yeah, okay.
So Spoke.
That's pretty smart. I like
S-P-O-A-K,
that.
S-P-O-A-K.
Yeah.
Because it's Oak City. Okay. Anyway. Spoke.city. ButtRockRules.com. I can't believe that was available. ButtRock.me. SpokeCity.com. And then TheDudio.com.
Nice.
Oh, anyway.
That's very good. Whew.
So let's round it out.
Let's round it out.
You got some stuff that I will let you lead it.
It wasn't even that long of an episode.
You got some stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. You don't have to.
I wrote some stuff down. I don't have one for every category, but I would love to run through yours and hear what you got.
Okay, so when Jordan originally said year-end episode, even though we did a year-end last year, so I should have just been like, oh, it's going to be that. I was like, oh, what are my, like, and I was like, what are my.
We kind of did that last
we
year,
did last
so you're
year.
Not
okay.
wrong.
So I thought about my music categories and I was like, okay, Good Lord. Sorry. That date's coming back up. I've got album of the year, chorus of the year, surprise album of the year. Actually, let me back up. Chorus of the year is a song where the chorus was just so good, couldn't stop listening to it. It was insane. Album of the year, pretty self-explanatory. Surprise album of the year, and that is an album that came out that I thought was going to be bad, or I didn't actually listen to it at first, and then when I listened to it, it was really good. So it's going to be, that's what it is.
It was just really good.
I explained that very poorly. TikTok bop of the year. So you heard that kind of previously on the Billboard songs, but it's a song that popped up on TikTok that I thought was genuinely a good song. New to me artist of the year. So maybe an artist that didn't necessarily release new music, but an artist that I discovered, you know, quote unquote, for myself, personally discovered this year. Vibe of the year, song that just matches every single, wherever you play it, it's just setting the mood. It's great. Band I discovered that I already should have listened to already.
That's great.
And then lastly, rounding it out, most anticipated album of 2023.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. That's a good.
Let me look up one thing real quick to make sure that I am saying and or pronouncing this right. You know that noise?
Oh,
yeah. Dude, check out the gas. All right, I'm good. Okay, so I'll start. Are you good with that?
I'm good.
Do you have any? Do you want to go back and forth? Do you want me to go through all mine or what?
I'll tell you. I managed to come up with mine for a handful.
Okay.
I don't have chorus.
You just tell me which ones you have, and we'll bounce back and
forth. You should end on album of the year, though. So
end on album. Oh, yeah. Start at the bottom. Okay.
Yeah, start at the bottom. Cool. Go up.
Makes sense. Okay. Most anticipated album of 2023 for me is DHLP3, baby. Dale Hollow 3.
Very excited
for that. Also, no, I can't say that, but got some cool stuff that might be happening.
Most anticipated, right?
Wait, no, this is your, sorry, what? Most anticated 2023.
Dale Hollow's coming out.
DHLP3.
Yeah.
Is what it's tentatively called off the market.
Okay.
But
my most anticipated, you love Dale Hollow.
I do.
Former guest, I forget what episode
love
it was.
Love Dale.
My most anticipated album of 2023, RuPaul's Black Butter.
Is that?
It's really coming out. I just Googled something. I just Googled albums coming out next year. See what's coming out.
RuPaul's coming out with an album in 2023?
Yes. This is weird.
Can I be honest? I
didn't know that RuPaul sang.
Yeah, I didn't either.
It makes sense. And I'm pissed because, like, how can one person be so talented? I thought that was only reserved for Jamie Foxx, but yeah. I guess they can sing.
Crazy. All right.
Did you know that Anti-Flag and Iggy Pop are coming out with albums in 2023?
I knew Iggy Pop was.
That's crazy.
Did not know Anti-Flag was. That's wild.
Anyway,
it's coming up. Band I discovered that. So this is moving to last year, 2022.
Okay.
Band I discovered that I should have already listened to already. I think it's very fun. I get recommended music a lot, and I have too much dumb pride, so I'm like, you don't know me. I'm not gonna listen to a band you told me to listen to. And so
I like that too.
I don't, but then sometimes I listen to it and I'm like, fuck, this is good.
Oh,
that person read me like a book. And that band for me this year was Idols.
You love Idols.
God,
you've been talking
man.
About them a bunch.
Fucking.
I only tangentially or like whatever.
They're
word
filling
I'm
the void.
That just Surfer's Level.
It's not the same style of music, but they're definitely filling a void that Me Without You left when they broke up this year.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. You like a talky, upbeat, punky band.
I do. Yeah.
I like a female-led punk band. You like a talky punk band.
Yeah.
I did not have one for this.
That's okay.
Yeah.
All right, moving up. Vibe of the year.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah. So a song you can put on that just kind of sets the mood. But that mood is good wherever you are.
It didn't have to come out in 2022, right? It's just whatever your vibe was.
I guess it didn't have to, but for me it did.
Okay.
Yeah. But that song for me is I Am by Angelo Moda.
To be back before 12, I gotta make sure that you fit.
That's a great song. I've never listened to him, and he just fucking joined our Discord, too.
He did, man.
How dope is that, dude?
Yeah, dude. Angelo's like one of the most rad dudes.
That's cool, man.
Very, very genuine, down to earth. This song's great.
Also
produced by former guest.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's not even
Tim Cunter.
Genuinely, I've told Tim this, like, Angelo is like, you know, I support my friends, but like, I've been like, I like Angelo genuinely rips. Like,
it helps when the artist is also very good.
Yeah. Like, it's like the best stuff they're both making right now. I love it. But
My vibe of the year came out in 2012.
Illegal.
And it's Oblivion by Grimes.
That is his ex-wife, right?
Yes.
Okay.
They were never married, but they did have a kid.
The AEX-12
Yeah, Kyle, thing? Whatever.
Wait, his name's Kyle?
Well, that's how you're supposed to pronounce. X is K, AE is an I.
Oh.
So it's like, yeah.
All that spelling, its name is Kyle?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like X-A.
Dude, all that and its name is Kyle? The song's great.
Dude, I could get suited on that. Yeah, that's a great song, even though it came out 10 years ago.
11 years ago.
11 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's tight. Okay. All right, moving into new to me artist of the year. So didn't necessarily put out music this year, but a band that I discovered actually through TikTok.
Yeah.
Can't stop listening to him, and that band is Peter Cat Recording Company.
Time just floated by.
Dude, they're great, dude.
So good,
they're
dude.
Really, really
oh
good,
my
man.
God.
I haven't listened to them, I think, all year, but they're really, I listened to them a little bit. They're fucking
vibey, dude.
These cats are kicking, dude.
Yeah, man. It was between them and Thumpasaurus. And then, I was like, I listened to Peter Cat Recording Co. way more.
They're really good, man.
Dude, yeah.
Are they Indian too?
And yeah, they're out of New Delhi.
Yeah. They're so good, man.
Very, very
it's like,
good.
I
wanted to put out new music.
It's a good vibe too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just sets the tone. It's
great
fucking
name.
Funky.
I love
it's
that
poppy.
Name.
It's amazing.
That name is akin to like a ska band from the late '90s.
It is,
you know?
Man. Yeah. It's never going to happen, but I've got a band named Save that I've always loved. And it was just, if I ever get into like a big band or band with like more than four people,
yeah,
we call it Father Time and the Aristocrats.
That's great. That's love that. Yeah. This was new to me artist of the year. This one, we actually saw this one live, and I've recently got super into him. They have Dijon.
Yes, we did.
We
saw
them.
You love
that.
He opened
for Bon Iver when we saw him in Wilmington. I think he was on. I think he was with Bon Iver and Justin Vernon, like that whole kind of
that leg,
Southeast leg or whatever. It's so good, dude. I love Dijon. I bought a t-shirt.
You did?
I bought his record, his LP. It's the vinyl. It's great. Then he also made like a 35-minute short film, and it's a live recording session at a sound studio, and they filmed the whole thing. It's so fucking good, dude.
That's tight.
It's a vibe. I love it so much. And so Dijon is that guy. And now that I'm thinking about it, there's another one that I want that I listen to probably as much as Dijon, and it's a DJ called Fred Again, and people are infatuated by him because he's been taking TikTok videos and making songs with them.
Whoa, kind of like a new wave.
It's a totally new style of music, dude. But he's been taking TikTok videos and like leading into it. And he put a set out. He's actually got a dope thing. It's called Fred Again, and I think an ellipses after it. But he's got these videos on YouTube where he's releasing sets. They're like 30, 40-minute sets with a couple different songs.
Yeah.
But just from his rooftop in Brooklyn or New York.
Oh, I have seen that. Yeah.
And he's got a green, he's got a projector up. And they're so sick. So
very,
Dijon
very cool.
and Fred Again.
Okay.
That was a great category.
That was new to me for this year.
Yes.
All right. So moving in to the next category, I have, this is a fun one.
What's the next category?
TikTok Bop of the Year.
Great. Great.
So a song that I found on TikTok that I think is genuinely a good song. And that song for me is by a band that I think is out of North Carolina, or band. It's one person. But it's Hemlock Springs, and the song is Girlfriend. Dude, it's so fucking good, man. She recorded it in her closet, which, like, just shows, like, I mean, a lot of people are doing that nowadays, so it's, like, it's not super unique, but, like, just what a fucking good, catchy song.
Yeah. I mean, no big deal, but I've recorded an episode of our podcast in a...
That is true, in a ski lodge closet. Yeah. And boy, was it a terrible sounding episode.
That was good.
That was very good.
That was very good.
Do you have one?
I do have one.
TikTok
Bop of the Year. It's going to be a slower bop, but it's Stick Season by Noah Kahan.
Every month, it's the season of the sticks. And I
That's
that whole album is really fucking good. And I, in my opinion, there are better songs on the album than that song. But that song, like you said, that he's had a fucking year, dude.
You know what's wild is I have not listened to that song for the same reason where it's like, this is going to consume me and I'm not ready for it yet.
Really? Yeah. The album's great.
That's my fucking music, dude. I hate it.
Hey, buddy. I know. Yeah, okay,
man. Dude. Like, it's like, I heard it. It's like, dude, you've seen Lost, right?
No.
You never watched Lost? Fuck. There's a real quick. There's a character. He's in The Hobbit. He plays one of the hobbits in Lord of the Rings. And Dominic Monaghan. Do you know who that is? The actor.
I think Dominic.
He plays Mary. But
Yeah.
He's in Lost. He's a recovering heroin addict.
Is he really?
Not in real life, on the show, Lost. Okay. He shakes the heroin addiction on the island because he has to because he doesn't have any
There's
heroin.
There's literally nothing.
But then in the second season, they find another plane that is full of heroin. And he there's an episode where he's like, oh shit. He didn't OD, but it's like, it's a whole like arc. It's like, I can't remember. I'm actually rewatching it. I don't remember if he actually relapses or not. But I haven't listened to like my Gregory Allen Isakovs, my fucking Tallest Man on Earth, even like Bon Iver. I haven't like, doven in because I don't know, like it kind of puts me in a weird headspace.
I know.
And I'm like, I've been doing well, you know? And I heard this album and I was like, I can't do that right now, man.
Yeah.
Like, someone went through and they're like, songs that altered my brain chemistry. And it was like fucking all of those songs. And I was just like, this is my favorite music. I love metal. I love fucking screamo. I love pop.
But I was this.
I love this. This is what I'll die for, dude. Like, I like sad boy acoustic music.
Give it a
tinge of folk and country. Like,
oh, man.
I think it's just Stomp and Holler. Yeah. I don't know if it's technically, if it's like.
That wasn't Stomp and Holler. That was like kind of pure.
Americana, maybe?
Yeah. Americana's good, yeah. It's like, but it's just pure singer-songwriter.
I fuck with it so hard, it's dude. So great, I am dude. Such a simpleton.
That's why I like, actually, if I were, it's a tie, because there was also another chick, there was a chick that blew up on TikTok, Katie Gregson McLeod, Scottish, I believe, or English. She had a song that was so good, dude. And I apologize. She blew up on TikTok because it was like, I'm wearing his boxers. He's doing something. And it's about a chick in like a relationship where like he's clearly not into her.
Yeah.
It's so good, but it's that singer songwriter.
It's just fucking
make me feel, dog.
I don't know what it is, man. It's my missing link.
Also, I want to go back to band I discovered that I should have listened to. I have one for that.
Okay.
And this is going to seem shocking, but fucking Sufjan, dude.
You just discovered Sufjan?
Yes, I did not.
Wow.
Get Sufjan.
Where are you at in your Sufjan journey?
His Christmas album is my favorite Christmas album.
It's the best Christmas album ever made.
It's so good, dude.
Have you listened to Come On, Fill the Illinois yet?
Yes, I've listened to it all.
I am telling you right now, that's the best album ever written.
I think so.
Like,
they played Chicago in the Bear, dude. I'll
fight people. That is a perfect album. It's maybe not the best ever written, but I think in that genre of I don't know if that's singer-songwriter. I don't know what it's not indie rock. Maybe it is.
I don't know,
It's somewhere in between, like, maybe it's like folk rock, singer-songwriter, indie rock. I don't know what. Sufjan is just Sufjan.
Yeah.
Come On, Fill the Illinois is a perfect. That is, and I'm not even kidding, that is a genuinely brain-altering
album
for me. I was in ninth grade. I was hanging out with my friend James Barry, and he said, hey, I think you would really like this. And he handed me, he just pulled out a fucking CD. It wasn't even in a jewel case. Yeah. It was just like on the ground.
Yeah.
And he was like, I think you'll really like this. And at the time, he was like, this guy's writing an album for every 50 states. Obviously, that did not happen. I played it, and I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'm depressed.
Yeah. I can't believe it. I'm fucking 34 years old, and it took me 33 years to get into it.
It's phenomenal. And even like some of his like lesser works, like Age of Ads and stuff, are still really fucking good and creative.
Come Thou Found by Sufjan Stevens is maybe one of my favorite covers.
It's a beautiful song.
Ever,
it's
dude.
A beautiful song.
And he's just, his vocals, the vocal layers and stuff is so fucking good. And it's taken me so long to get
into amazing.
It. But anyway.
Yeah. Have you listened to Carrie and Lowell yet?
No.
Oh, buddy. If you want to cry.
Really?
It's about his dead mom.
You know what I've been...
The entire album's about how he never really, like, connect. It's like he did, but also didn't connect with his mom.
I'm like you. Like, I have to pace myself. Because you know what else I just got back into?
What?
Sigur Rós.
Yeah.
Dude. I listened to Talk and the parentheses. Dude, oh my God, dude.
Dude.
It's because Melissa got me a record player for Christmas, and I've got a handful
of all the records that you bought from when we were sad.
Dude.
It's like you're reading an old diary, dude.
It is wild.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Dude, two quick stories about Sigur Rós. First one, the first time I ever listened to them, my friend Ben, and this guy's not my friend anymore. He's actually a pretty terrible person, so I'm not going to name him because he went down the QAnon hole, but this other guy, we'll call him Jay. We all got high in my Land Rover in high school. We're out in like a field, and then we drove. And I don't know if it was Ben or Jay who put the song on, but they were like, dude, I just discovered this band. Let's put them on. And it was Gobbledygook by Sigur Rós. Oh, and dude, we were so high that I legit thought we were going 675,000 miles an hour. I was white.
We're the speed of the earth. Dude.
I was white knuckling my steering wheel, and I was like, guys, we're going too fast. And it was like, I had to pull over. We were going, my car was idling. We were not going fast at all. The song, it was, because it's just like, it's like,
dude, yeah.
It was all the things I needed. And it was also one of like the first five times I'd gotten high, I think.
Fucking dude.
We pulled up, dude, it was just, we were just so high. It was amazing. It's another core memory. Second, the current, I think you, when I took you guys to the home opener, but the current Hurricanes, they're like Jumbotron video that they show before they start the game. I legit might cry right now. It's this very well produced like new commercial. The new like campaign, it's like, here's to the next generation.
Yeah.
And basically what they're saying is like, hey, it's people like me. They're like, hey, like, thank you so much for growing
up.
Oh,
I've seen it. Yeah.
It's like, dude, that's, it's like, thank you so much for growing up with us. You probably have kids now, and we would love for you if you would take like do what your parents did for you. I'm getting chills right now.
Yeah.
But it's like the spot is really good. It's shot well produced. It's like, oh my God, I'm getting emotionally manipulated by a commercial. Yes. Okay. Oh, did my camera cut off? I think it did. Hold on 1 second. No, I'm not going to make a clip out of this anyway. I'm going to keep going because I'm on a tangent here. I'll fix that in a second.
Okay.
The Sigur Rós ad, the beginning of it is the young kid being taken to games by his dad.
Yeah.
And the whole reason I like hockey is because my dad, who is dead, so that's sad. But the fucking underlying music for the commercial is, I don't know if it's Sigur Rós or Jonesy or whatever.
Is it Stardafor? Is it?
It's just like, it's just him doing that. You gotta skip forward. I don't know. Yeah, it's this, dude.
It's this, dude, yeah.
So it's like already emotional, and then that music is just emotional. That like 2 games ago, I was like legit crying, and Lindy was like, are you okay? And I was just like, it reminds me of dad.
Yeah. You don't get it. That song, I had a bad show the other night, and I'd been listening to Sigur Rós, and then I had the bad show, and it was in Winston-Salem, so it was like an hour and a half. I had a bad show in Winston-Salem. It was the Rorschach show.
Oh, the guy like follows
that
you.
That was wild too. I didn't even talk about that, but like, it was the day that Melissa was having issues with stuff, and like we were having this scare.
Yeah.
And then I left, and I was like, I shouldn't have left. And this is probably gonna make me cry actually, because like, we've had those moments in marriage and as like a partner where it's like, I really want to.
Am I gay?
I'm doing. Yeah. In comedy, I've wondered, am I gay? God, would be so much more famous. Yeah. She was dealing with her stuff and not feeling well. And then I was like, I got to go and do comedy. And then I just fucking broke down on the way back because I had a bad set. So it felt not worth it.
Yeah.
And I was like, why am I sacrificing our relationship in these moments when I could be there for her? And then I broke down on the way back because I was listening to Sigur Rós, and then fucking Stardafor came on. And I was just like, oh, I don't want to be that husband. If we have kids, I don't want to be that dad. I don't want to be that person.
Yeah.
That is like there's, this is super deep, but like, I don't know if he actually did or not, but like, I think my dad almost missed my sister's birth because he had a softball tournament. And it's like, I've been in those moments where I understand where he's coming from. I don't understand where he's coming from, but I've been in those moments where I've been like, ah, fuck, I want to be really selfish and go do this. Yeah. I don't want to be that guy. And my dad was not that guy, but I do remember
chasing your dream versus playing softball with the boys is a little different, but
That's a good point. Yeah. Maybe his dream was a, you know, fucking.
Yeah, I want to win the Big Island South Catawba County Softball Regional Championship.
Well, he's in the military, so he was in Hawaii. But okay. I don't know if that makes it better.
South Hikuleu County.
But like a show, like a one night, you know, it's a fucking Wednesday night show and Winston-Salem. Gotcha. Yeah, anyway. So I was just listening to it and I was so into it. I was crying. I was like, I don't want to be that guy. And then I literally pulled out my tripod and then watched all of Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou on the way back. Because the final song, when they
pulled out your tripod
to put it on my dashboard, because I was driving. I was driving
you
home.
You put a movie on your dashboard and drove home.
Yeah. I put it on my dashboard, the tripod there. So it was above my screen.
Wow.
Yeah, above my navigation screen. Ooh.
That's pretty crazy.
That was a fucking tangent that we got on, but
that was.
Man. Anyway, Sufjan Siguros, good.
I mean, if people are listening to this point still, then they're listening because they genuinely like the vibe of the podcast, and I'm A-OK with that.
Are you about to get in some real ones? Because I do have two that I thought of.
We just did, I don't even know which one we just covered.
We covered Banana Discover that I already should have listened to.
No, you went back and
finished TikTok Bop of the Year.
Yeah, and then you went back and brought up. Yeah, okay. So the next one would be Surprise Album of the Year, but sounds like you have some joke ones that you want to bring up.
I have just two, not necessarily joke ones. Some one's a joke, one's
some
for
little
real.
Silly ha-has.
Fave new artist. Cut Worms.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, dude, Cut Worms. I think you would like him. Let me see. And then Coulter Wall, too.
I did get into, he's not on here, but, and I know I'm way behind. This is Cut Worms.
Yeah.
Like this. Yeah. Oh, very fun.
And then Coulter Wall too. So kind of old school country, outlaw country stuff.
Yeah. I got really into Tyler Childers this year.
Tyler Childers is great.
Ah, sorry. I was checking my YouTube.
And then the only other one that I wanted to posit, band I couldn't stop listening, even though I should have.
Oh.
Arcade Fire.
Oh, that is true. Even dug in more to Arcade Fire.
I did,
Fire
dude.
Year.
And I didn't mean to, but fucking The Suburbs, dude, is.
It's a great album.
It's a perfect album.
Hey, there's a bunch of other people in that band, too. You know, it's not just Win Butler.
Like his wife, you know, that he cheated on. And
oh, is that his wife?
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, your last three.
Do you have any of these, or are these all me in a row?
I have two of them. I don't have Course of the Year.
Totally
Course of the Year seems oddly specific.
It's like so weird. Yeah, I know. Surprise Album of the Year. So this band, they came back together. They put out an album a few years ago, and it was bad. It was so bad. And then they came back this year and put out another new album, and everyone was like, it's probably going to be bad because that last album was trash. And then out of nowhere, it fucking ripped so hard. It ripped my dick off, and then it sewed it back on, and it ripped it off again, and then it slapped me in the face.
Is this what I think it is?
It's Voyeurist by Under Oath.
Oh,
dude,
interesting.
It is fucking
interesting.
So good, dude. Oh my god, it's fucking heavy, and it's soft where it needs to be. But it's like they came out with Erase Me in 2018, and everyone was like, "Erase this."
Yeah,
like,
okay.
Like it was also the first album that they cussed on.
Yeah,
but it was like, it's like when
I forgot they're like Christian-esque.
Not anymore. Okay. But it's like when a pastor, like, tells
his
kid he can cuss. Yeah. Like, that first album, they literally are like, there's like a buildup. It's like, jun. And then he just goes, fuck! Like, it's just so, like, really, man?
Yeah,
like,
all of that for that.
Just for you to be like, shoot! Like, yeah. I know fuck's a bad word, but
fudge!
It was like, you just built up to, like, you made it seem like a thing. And
it was
just
a whole thing, yeah.
And then the rest of the album was just like, ugh, trivial and bad. Yeah. This album, the first song is called Damn Excuses. So they're off the gate. They're like, hey, we're going to cuss, okay?
Yeah.
But it's like,
that was pretty good.
And it blew a bunch of people away, too. People were like not expecting it to be good. And they're like, yo, is Under Oath back?
Hey, pretty
yeah.
cool guys.
Yeah. Pretty cool guys.
Don't you love deconstructionism, you know, from the church?
And not only do I love it, I love how everyone that I've grown up with is like, oh, like, yeah, this is not okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, for the most part, I don't know anyone except for one person who tried to make the fucking connection to Jews being put in boxcars and us having to stay in our house.
Oh, yeah.
That is like stayed Christian.
Buddy, that is wrong.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great album. Or that was a great song, at least.
That whole album's really, really good.
My surprise album of the year, Wet Leg by Wet Leg.
Never
who blew up on TikTok.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of the rapid whatever drum and stuff. Yeah.
Okay, moving forward, because I know we're going to close this out because we want to eat. Oddly enough, I'm so hungry that I'm not hungry.
I hate when that happens. Yeah. Yeah.
My course of the year. So very weird, I know. But I have, if this was a CD, I would have worn through it by this point. Oh. Actually, I'll just, do you have an album? Hold on.
I have an album of the year.
Okay. This is going to be the same thing.
Okay.
My course of the year is also from my album of the year.
Okay.
That album is Vaxxas 2, A Window of the Waking Mind. Can you guess the band? It's Coheed and Cambria.
I was going to say Circus Survive, but it's Coheed. I knew it was good, yeah.
It's, so I'll talk about, and then the song.
Play it.
The song, well, that's the album. The song is the second track. It's called Beautiful Losers, and it's just. Hey, kid, there's no shame. It's nothing. It's like, it's so simple, but its beauty is in its simplicity because it does everything. It's like what we were talking about with James last night. I don't know if you saw that in the group chat. He was like,
with soccer and stuff?
No, with with Waffle House.
Oh, I did not see that.
And I was like, here's the thing. Waffle House is mid, but it's like the food is like, you can make all of that at home.
Yeah.
But can you make it consistently that well at home?
Right.
And you can't.
You cannot.
But at Waffle House, it's the same every single time. Yeah. And that's where its crown lies in its consistency. And that's where with this chorus is so good, but it's rooted in its simplicity. Yeah. It's like all of the chord progression is great. The fucking vocals hit. The backing track hits. The harmonies. It's just, it's so good. It's insane. And the rest of that album was just like unreal. I'll be honest. Same thing with COVID, was super into them in high school and college. In Keeping Secrets of Silent Earth 3, and then whatever the fuck that next album was called, some other convoluted, crazy-ass sentence, which all flows into a very complex sci-fi world that they have built stories out
really?
Of. Every song furthers the story. It's like, it is, makes the Marvel Cinematic Universe, actually no, that's very intense, but it's like, it's fucking intense. It's
like Warhammer.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like space. There's this thing called like the fucking, no, I almost said the Triarchy. That's Game of Thrones. But there's like, instead of the galaxy, there is a pyramid of planets. They're in, I think it's called the Pyramid.
Yeah.
But it's like, that's like, you know, their like logo is like a triangle and then circles around the triangle. That triangle is like the planets. It's so, I had to watch like 3 hours of YouTube videos on it. This is what I do with my free time.
Music. Good.
Yeah. The music is great. That album's so good. They did the good thing with COVID. Jesus Christ. COVID and Cambria. Yeah,
COVID and Cambria.
They did the cool thing was that every song changes genre. So it's there's like 80s pop songs on here,
really?
Dude. There's like chunky metal songs.
I'm gonna go listen to it.
It's a very, if you like Coheed, it's an aggressively Coheed album.
Yeah.
And I'm not one of those people that's like, why don't you like this music? I get it, man. Yeah. It's not for everybody. But for me, as for me in my house.
We will listen to CNC, dude.
We like this. Now, what is your album of the year?
My album of the year has already been stated. Hey, thank you for that. That was good.
Thanks.
A lot of passion.
Yeah.
I can appreciate that. My album of the year was Noah Kahan's Stick Season. I don't think same thing. If it was a CD, I would have worn it out.
Yeah.
Homesick from that.
Pretty boy trying to move the fuck away from hibernation.
I think it's great. I love the album. It's really good. Start to finish, it's great.
I need to listen to it. Maybe next month.
That's it.
Goodbye.
That was it. That was a chunk of shit. Okay.
What a, yeah.
Top 10 songs.
Hour and 45. I'm not even going to go through anything.
Billboard. Our top bops and flops. I won't read back through that.
No, I don't need to read back through anything. Thank you guys for listening to us for so long. Yeah. We've been doing this for over 2 years.
Looking at the camera, I don't know why.
That aren't on. But we're going to start uploading more clips. We're going to start putting out more stuff. More live shows are coming. This is going to be our year. And I'm not saying that it's like make or break, but like we had a talk and we're just like, we're going to put a lot more effort into everything this year because we genuinely think we have something here and we want to try and make it work. So we've got more live shows coming. We're going to have some new merch. We're going to have just better episodes. We're going to start having more people other than comedians, just like, you know, people in life, cool professions, cool people in the community, just like a little bit of everything. We want to make sure all voices are here talking about music, talking about just fun life in general. So that's it. Thank you guys for rocking with us so much. We appreciate you. We'd be nothing without you. So
love you guys.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.